sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Super Bowl weekend, man.
I'm there.
No, I'm making a trip in tomorrow. Gonna go in, get all the beverages I need, all the snacks, and sit down, watch the game, courtesy of Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Check out the pickle bar.
I bet they've been roasting peanuts for the last, like, 3 days.
Oh yeah, I bet they have. That's great. What a great place to have. And not only that, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio where Joe Bautista joined us today. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Hilshers General Store Hotline open. 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Hilshers General Store. Go to www.hilshersstore.com. Check out the bakery, the deli, clothing, food.
You can grab that little hamburg press so you can get the grill going up for halftime of the Super Bowl. And you have actually, your hamburgs perfect.
Actually, I like that. That's a great idea. I like that a lot. They're located on Susquehanna Trail, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove. Want to talk a little wrestling here for a little bit? Let's do that.
Yeah, there's a Let's kind get on of the a Hilshers big General thing tonight.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock tonight, Big Ten Network. I was in the arena last night. They were already talking about it last night. It is number one Penn State, number... We go out to Coralville, which is where the Nittany Lions are staying at the Coralville Marriott, and bring in the play-by-play voice of the Penn State wrestling team, Jeff Byers. Jeff, welcome. I want to start at the lower weights. I was going to be favored at the lower weights. Where can Penn State possibly steal one or at least avoid bonus points at the lower weights tonight?
Well, I think right out of the gate, Steve, Nico Magaludis is really excited about the opportunity to wrestle Matt McDonough again. Of course, McDonough is a two-time national champion and three-time finalist going into his senior season here, undefeated in the season, and beat Nico in a couple of closely contested battles last year, one in with a takedown in overtime in the first meeting, and then beat him, of course, in the national finals 4-1. But, you know, Nico last year lost to a couple of guys twice and then got him on the third time around. So we'll see if the third time can prove to be the charm here for Nico. But it's obviously a really big bout for Nico, and I think he's excited about it. And it's one of those matchups that could help set the tone, really, for either of these teams tonight because they really both feel like they can go out there and win that one and get off on the right foot. I also think when you look at it, both 141 and 157, I think, are toss-ups in Penn State's mind. But I was certainly favored on paper as the higher-ranked wrestler and the better record on the season to this point in both weight classes. But I really like Brian Pearsall's chances against Matt Ballweg at the 141. I just think Pearsall's length can cause Ballweg some problems and on the mat, I think Brian's the better wrestler right now. It's going to be a matter of try to neutralize things from the neutral position. And then 157, I love the way Dylan Alton is wrestling right now. And I really think Dylan has taken another step here in his progress as a wrestler in just understanding what it is that he's going out there and trying to accomplish. And, you know, listen, if he's going to win a national title this year, he's going to have to beat Derek St. John probably a few times along the way. So this will be another opportunity for him. Twice they went into overtime last year. So, you know, Dylan knows he's right there. It's a matter for both Nico and Dylan tonight of can they get in on a takedown and finish it against a couple of quality kids. And neither of them have been able to do that yet against these guys.
Want to get to Brian Pearsall about him. Here he is, one of the seniors who has fought his way through his career, has made himself better. Do you sense he is wrestling at a peak for Brian Pearsall at this point, that this is the best Brian Pearsall was?
Yeah, he is definitely putting some things together here, Steve, and I really think there's just a lot of little things that he's improved on technically as this season has gone along. And Brian really is, to me, one of the great stories on this team. When you look at the dual meet tonight, both rosters are littered with the 2-, 3-, 4-time state champions from the various states. And then you have Brian Pearsall, a kid who never even placed at the PIAA state tournament, let alone win a state title. And to see a kid like that just persevere, went through a 3-23 season, his freshman season, took his lumps and then some, but decided he was going to hang with it. And when Cale came in, bought it all in and decided that, you know, one way or another, I'm just going to stay with us and keep working. And he's just missed last year on getting to the national tournament, and that's obviously not his only goal this season, but it is certainly one of them. He wants to get to the NCAA tournament, wants to be an All-American. And listen, this match tonight is a really good test for him. Last week was a big one for him, and he got that win against Rich Kiley from the Ballweg, though, is a guy that right now is looking like a legitimate All-American contender. And if Pearsall can win this match, for one thing, it keeps him undefeated in the Big Ten, which is going to help him tremendously with the seeding. But I also think from a confidence standpoint, all of a sudden, it's not just that, hey, I might be able to be an All-American. It's, yeah, I can beat these guys that are All-American contenders, and I know I can become an All-American. So I really think this is another big match for Brian Pearsall tonight. And I do like the way he's wrestling. I like the way he's kind of figured some things out here throughout his career. And yeah, I think unquestionably he's wrestling the pound.
I believe David Taylor has more bonus points than any wrestler in the country. Am I correct about that?
Yeah. Well, per match, he's actually third right now. It's kind of interesting. Dustin Kilgore from Kent State is actually ahead of him now. And he's averaging like 5.5 points a match. But listen, David has not, all of his wins have been of the bonus point variety this year, and most of them have been either by fall or tech fall. So he is just a different caliber of kid, and obviously, you know, Kyle Dake is warming out there with a third meeting potentially in the NCAA finals. But, David is certainly going to be counted on to get at least a bonus point tonight, if not a couple for Penn State.
What about Ed Ruth's possibility of bonus points?
He definitely has an excellent chance. You know, the thing with Ethan Lofthouse is he's a very defensive-minded wrestler. Now, Ed Ruth is one of these guys. That
great. That means that you and I both know that means boring.
Yes, that would be another term for it. The thing with that is, even the guys that try to run from him and try to just stay in good position, he figures it out, and he just has a way of, not unlike David Taylor, just finding a way through those defenses. But this will be a big challenge for him because Lofthouse is very solid. Ed did beat him by major in their last meeting last year when they were both at 174. I think Ed Ruth is more comfortable at 184 than Lofthouse is this season. And I do think Ed's got an excellent chance at bonus points, but it's not going to be easy because there's no question that the Iowa game plan going into that one is going to be to try to keep it to 7 points or less in terms of the differential and the score at the end.
If this gets to heavyweight, how comfortable does Penn State feel right now?
You know, Steve, that's a good question, and I don't know that anybody has a real firm answer. We've been kicking that around a little bit on the trip out here, and it's one of those things where you just don't know how a kid's going to respond until he's put in that situation. And, the thing with Telford, the Iowa heavyweight, is he's a guy that just kind of likes to push you around, and that is something that John Gingrich has been bothered by in the past when a guy comes out and just tries to muscle him. It is tended to take him out of his game a little bit. And John's a guy that, we talked about Brian earlier, Brian Pearsall, but John Gingrich never won a state title either, finished fourth his junior year. That's the highest he placed at the PIAA state tournament. So it's not a situation where he's used to having that type of pressure on him. And if it does come down to that tonight, with 15,000 plus expected here at Carver Hawkeye, I don't know. I think that the coaches are obviously confident that he has the ability to go out there and win it. But, it's going to be interesting to see, Steve, if it does come down to that, because he just, again, has never been put in that situation. And it would be a heck of a position to be put in because Telford is a big heavyweight, big kid. And, again, it's a style that John has had some problems with in the past.
atmosphere. I already know, being there last night, how they are about it. We know the Penn State kids thrive on it. What can it mean, though, for the Iowa wrestlers?
You know, I think they're very excited about the opportunity. That, you know, the thing from the Penn State perspective is, yeah, they're, and these kids are a bunch of kids that have really thrived on the opportunities to performances, but not in a hostile environment like this. Brian Pierpont is actually the only wrestler of this team that has wrestled in Carver-Hawkeye in a dual meet before. They had four kids that came out here for the Olympic trials, so they're familiar with the arena, but it's not the same atmosphere as they're going to have here tonight. So, you know, it will be interesting. Cal did take the kids over last night after the workout, so it took them out to the, while the basketball game was being played, just so they could kind of see what that environment was like, and so it doesn't just completely shock them tonight. They were able to look around and just kind of see, all right, this is kind of the environment at Carver-Hawkeye. So I think that will help. I think just having that understanding. And again, I think most of these kids are going to thrive on it, but you don't know until you get into a situation like this. Again, Rec Hall is a great environment, and I would argue the best in college wrestling. But you're going to be doubling the number of fans that will be in the arena tonight and then some compared to what they wrestle in front of at Rec Hall.
Yeah, you have to get used to the smell of the burnt popcorn when you walk in. And
oh,
then
man, I'm telling you. Between that and the ice cream, Steve, it's going to be a tough night for me.
Jeff, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Look forward to the call tonight. Should be absolutely terrific, and we can't wait to see it.
No, this is, you know, Joe Paterno used to say before the big football games, this is why you come to a place like Penn State. And these are really the dual meets. Regardless of how it turns out tonight, who wins or loses, there are going to be memories that last a lifetime out of an event like this. And it really is something that that I'm looking forward to. I know fans for both these teams are very excited about.
Jeff, thanks so much. Jeff Byers joining us from Coralville in Iowa. Tonight, Carver-Hawkeye. Penn State will wrestle Iowa. Number one, number three, one of the signature moments of the sport of wrestling takes place tonight at 9 o'clock. You can see it on the Big Ten Network. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, the Hilscher's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Hilscher's General Store. Go to www.hilscherstore.com. Hilscher's General Store in the Susquehanna Trail, just 7 miles south of Sealands Grove. We'll open it up. Take those calls in the Hilscher's General Store hotline. Kevin's perspective on sports when we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
While your favorite team is driving down the field, you're driving all around looking for a new car, which is driving you crazy. Well, Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices. Our North 4th Street Auto Plaza is stocked full of Ford, Lincoln, and Hyundais. We sell over a couple hundred cars a month. Why? Service and price. With our lowest price promise, if you can find a better price at another dealer on the used car you want, we'll beat it. That's a promise. Shop the largest Ford dealership online 24/7 at sunburymotors.com. Let's stop in and test drive Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury and our Kia dealership at routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And be ready to tackle the largest inventory and our lowest price promise, selling more cars and satisfying more customers since 1915. Sunbury Motors. SunburyMotors.com. The winning team.
Brewers Outlet Sunbury's your beverage supermarket for this Sunday's big game. Pick your favorite Bud and Bud Light 30-pack cans or Bud Platinum 24 12-ounce bottles, just $19.95. Bud Light Lime 24 7-ounce bottles, $14.95. Many flavors of Smirnoff Coolers, $25.99. And try the new Black Crown, Batch 19, Goose Island, and Beck Sapphire. Grab a 3-pounder of Martin's Chips, $5.99. Don't forget the fresh roasted peanuts. And you've got to stop at the Pickle Bar at Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket. Supermarket Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Youngness is all the reason, and this is why I train. There ain't no seasons off. Now I'm out here leading, man. You gotta get it done. You gotta break them all. You gotta take.
theme song of the North Dakota Fighting Sioux hockey team.
It's one of the few wrestling songs that is not a wrestling entrance song.
I see. Mm-hmm.
There's okay. A lot of young wrestlers have that on their iPod, Steve.
Fabulous.
You're just going to have to trust me.
I do. So, Sunday is the game. Now, tomorrow night, we have Indiana-Michigan basketball. It's going to be at Assembly Hall in Bloomington. And this is going to be an absolutely terrific game. As I said last night, it'll be one of the games where Tom Crean legitimately has to leave his starters in. So, I wonder if the Harbaughs know their guy just runs it up unnecessarily. What he did to Purdue the other night was a disgrace. Did you see Matt Painter shake his hand?
No, I didn't. I missed that.
Oh,
I wish I did now.
First of all, Crean is not a tall guy. Have you ever met him?
No. I've only
okay.
seen pictures.
Okay. Yeah, he's not, when I mean he's not tall, I mean he's not short either. I mean, I think Tommy's, I'm going to guess he's like 5'10", 5'11". He's about the same height I am. Okay. Painter's like 6'4". Painter looks, just kind of looks up and just keeps on going and shakes his hand. He blew him out by 30 points. Okay. He's got Victor Oladipo in the game at the end. Why? He's got Will Sheehy in the game. Why? Hey, if imagine being one of those kids that walked on in Indiana. You have a chance to play in the Indiana-Purdue game. And put you in the game. Jeff Howard and those kids that come off the bench, they're in practice every single day. Then you play them. Because there's a bigger basketball purpose to all of this, okay? Why do you want to risk Cody Zeller, Victor Oladipo, Jordy Hulls, Will Sheehy, Christian Watford, Yogi Ferrell? Why do you want to risk them to possibly, fluke play, get hit, get hurt? Why do you want to risk that? I mean, I haven't seen anybody take that kind of risk since Mariano Rivera of Shag Fly Balls. That was for you.
I know. That's why I wasn't going for the bait.
He shouldn't be doing it. Yes, we'll just put you in a glass box.
Not going for the bait this time.
Yeah. Burned too many times. So he does this, and it's just another one of those alienates. I don't know. Not a popular guy right now. John Beilein in Michigan. They don't match up that great with Zeller, but they match up really well everywhere else. I think Michigan is a little bit better. We'll find out. Now it's at Assembly Hall, so now we'll find out. And for Michigan to win, they're going to have to win at a very tough place to win, and they'll have crazed individuals in there. I mean, this will be one wild atmosphere. It's 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Then, of course, we have the game on Sunday. Kevin has accused me because I'm not big on the fan experience part that I'm not a sports fan.
You're just missing a part of it. That's what I mean.
No, I'm not missing anything.
You don't know if you're missing it if you've never seen it.
Oh, I walked past it. I went, I don't want to do that. All right, so.
That's great. Yeah, it is a busy, it is a big, big weekend. I mean, we got a great basketball game on WKOK.com tomorrow afternoon with Shikellamy and Shamokin. Braves one win away from qualifying for the district tournament.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
I was going to say, a pretty darn big wrestling match as well. That's going to be on WKOK starting at 1:30 tomorrow with Shikellamy and Jersey Shore from Milton. Steve Williams will have the call, and that will be the District 4 championship of the team tournament. Winner goes on to the team tournament at Hershey then.
That's great.
And that was a big matchup between those two last time.
Yes, it was. Very much so. Yes, it was.
I think it was 34-33 last time with Jersey Shore winning.
Wow. That's great. Looking forward to all that on WKOK this week. The Super Bowl is Sunday. And that'll be a 6:30 kick. You found it sad that I don't watch halftime.
I find it sad that you don't watch any of the festivities except the game itself. I mean, you mean to tell me you're not even gonna participate in the over under for the national anthem? That's one of the most fun bets you can have on the Super Bowl.
No. I'm going to probably get involved in the Super Bowl broadcast probably about maybe 10 after 6.
Do you want to know what the over-under is? Do you want to know what the over-under is for the national anthem?
No.
I know you do. I know you do.
The audience might.
2:15. 2 minutes 15 seconds. And here's how you do it officially. It starts with the first word. And ends, the clock will stop when Brave is finished. That's the official timing pattern. I'm taking the over.
I just know the kickoff is after that. You hate me, don't you?
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
That would be me. Hi. Great to have you with us.
Wow, that was a great open.
I'm sorry. Sometimes you get tired lining up some of the people we're lining.
It's been a good week. It's been a really good week. And if you missed any of it, you can hear it all on the podcast.
It's been a good month.
Well, that too.
It's been a good month.
Podcast been at SteveJonesShow.com.
Bill O'Brien, I think, set the tone at the beginning of the month when he called in. I have to tell you, before we get to Dave and Sunbury here, Joe Bautista left me a gift. The Johnstown Tomahawks. Played last night. All right. And Bautista went down there. And do you know who one of the part owners of the Johnstown Tomahawks happens to be?
I don't know.
Jack Ham. Because Jack called me up on Monday. He says, hey, he says, guess what? I says, I have connections. I can get you into the owner's box.
I thought you were calling to tell me he didn't know he was an owner.
No, he knows he's an owner, believe me. And so last night they had Jack Ham bobblehead night. It's Jack holding a hockey stick and a football. And so Bautista goes up to him.
Oh, see, I love that.
Oh, yeah. He goes up to him. He says, sign this for Steve. He goes, oh, I definitely will. So I had this signed box.
Oh, that's the best.
Well, the other bobblehead Sheets did with him, Jack Ham bobblehead, right? And of course, he mailed it to me. He says, a must have for you.
Yeah, we all know how big your collection is, so you know.
Well, you have to remember. I mean, this is the two of us,
right? No, I know.
There are times where I'll call him up about something, and he'll say, look, I'm a big businessman. I'm making big, huge deals. I said, this is me you're talking to. He goes, oh, yeah, you're right. I know better. All right, Dave, what made you wait long enough? Go ahead. Enlighten the world.
Well, I could just picture Jack Ham as bobblehead with that hockey stick.
No. I have a picture that he showed me early is, I think it was his rookie year or his second season with the Steelers. No beard, okay? No beard. Center ice, Penguins with a hockey stick on, with a hockey stick, taking a shot from center ice. It's like, oh, man. Well, the bobblehead, he's wearing a Johnstown Tomahawks jersey. He has a hockey stick in one hand and a football in the other. And it's actually kind of cool. I mean, I know he's waiting for a phone call. That phone call will come tonight.
Well, if he wants them mass produced, I know some people that will buy them.
Oh, they handed them out last night. It was the giveaway.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know what? And Jack signed every one of them.
That's
typical. Well, you know what? I was telling a story earlier today that he, at football, and Kevin, you've been there how many times? Jack signs everything.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And during every commercial break. So we hit a spot. And I was telling Bill O'Brien the story. We hit a spot this year where he looked over and there was nobody there. And he looks at me and he says, I guess my popularity's waning. I said, Jack, after 13 stinking years, I said, don't you think you've already signed everything?
Sooner or later, you've hit everybody that wants a signature.
I said, the stadium only seats 107,000. I said, after a while. I said, Steve, I think you got everybody.
No, Steve, he didn't get everybody. I'll be up if he's there for the spring game. I'll get a signature from him.
Yeah, he'll be up for the spring game because we're doing the spring game.
Three things. First of all, I'm in your corner about that. The pregame, the singing of the national anthem, and all that brouhaha. We don't want any of that crap in this household.
Of course, you feel that way. You're normal. Okay, next.
Sorry for your Super Bowl party.
Well, it's pizza, watching a football game after church, by the way. And
What's wrong with pizza? Sad. What's wrong with pizza at a football game?
I love pizza at a football game.
Well, but Kevin, can you say a little bit about Brian Smith from Lewisburg? Because I didn't see him play.
Yeah, Brandon Smith, he's a quality player. He's got a lot of good speed. He reads really well. He's going to be a nice addition. It'll be interesting to see how he progresses as a player at the college level and how the teams and coaches are able to work with him and make him a little bit better. But I like his reads right away, but I think there's, obviously he's coming in as a freshman. There's room to grow.
Well, I don't know if he's going to wrestle and then also do track and field because he was All-State, both of them, too.
I highly doubted that, and I don't know for sure. The only thing I can say is that he was definitely interested in football.
All right. Well, I know that. But I say, the other things. But, our family will be up there to get Jack Ham's signature.
Well, he'd be more than happy to do it, believe me.
Huh?
He'll be more than happy to do it, believe me.
Oh, my brother wants to know what happened with the wrestling match last night. Check. But I don't think they wrestled. It was
That match with Hazleton is trying to be rescheduled. I don't know if they're going to be able to get it done, but they are trying to reschedule that one because of the way they didn't want to wrestle last night and then have the state match. Yeah, and have the district match rather on Saturday.
Okay.
Now, if Jersey Shore wins, or I'm sorry, if Shikellamy beats Jersey Shore on Saturday, they would likely not wrestle the Tuesday match either.
Yeah, because of the whole thing going up down to the
right
at Hershey.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I'll get off and let somebody else talk.
Dave, thanks. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. You, of course, will lock in on the Super Bowl pregame approximately what 3:30.
Actually, for this one, I'm thinking probably 4:00. It depends on how long I have to grill.
Yeah. I'll be in about 6:10.
Yeah, you're such a busy guy that
No, I'm just. It's not a question of being busy. I mean, this is the first weekend I've had off since June.
Well, see, I want to hear some of the insight from these guys that are supposed to be experts. They're supposed to be smarter than me. I want to hear what they have to say. But it's CBS, and I like some of the studio guys they have there, though.
Oh, God's sakes. You know what? I don't want to discourage anybody from doing that. Okay? I don't. I will say this. Don't word on whether to watch it or not, because I have a different experience. Okay? My feel for going into this game, and you heard some of it when I had Greg Cosell on, okay?
Right.
Yeah, and the other part is, I mean, you know, Jack and I yacked on the phone probably for 15, 20 minutes, I don't know, Tuesday or whatever day it was. Maybe it was Wednesday. Maybe it might have been Wednesday. I talked to him 2 days ago, you know, about this, that, and, you know, about the game and so forth. And so, like, do I really need Shannon Sharpe's take when I've got, like, two guys I really like, trust, and like, get it?
Well, I understand that. I understand that.
You know what I mean? Okay, and that's... Does it sound snobby? I don't know. But I don't need to be told by... this doesn't... I mean, I've been hearing this thing, like, some of the stat, like, Joe Flacco, no quarterback, not Joe Montana, Tom Brady, well, Drew Brees never went and played four playoff games without in a row without throwing an interception in the same postseason. Well, that's because Joe Montana didn't play four, played three. Brady plays three. Brady didn't play four. Come on, man.
I'll be interested tomorrow night. I'll be interested tomorrow night. I'll probably have NFL Network on around 6:30 because I want to hear the Hall of Fame announcement. And I've already...
Well, that's important.
Yeah, I mean, Dan and I have already made plans. We're going to Canton if Bettis gets put in. If the bus goes to the Hall, we're going... Oh, absolutely. That next to Troy Polamalu, because that's his favorite defensive player. Jerome Bettis was his favorite football player of all time.
That's fine. That's fine.
And you know what? And
you know what? I've been to Canton, but I've never been to the Hall of Fame. I've never even seen it.
I have been to the Hall of Fame. It's been many,
many
years.
And I would like to go. I've been to Cooperstown, and obviously I've been to the Basketball Hall of Fame. I mean, like 6 miles from where I grew up.
He would actually. He liked Jerome Bettis so much. He actually watched the pregame on NBC when he was one of the studio analysts.
Okay, well, I think that's fine. I think that's great. I think it's a great experience. Going to the Hall of Fame would be a lot of fun. I would like to go to the Hall of Fame. I'll go with you boys.
I mean, I don't care about the Hall of Fame game.
Oh, no, but I mean, yeah, but maybe I'll go with you boys. How about that?
That'd be great.
Oh, man trip. Huh? You, me, and the kid? Huh?
I don't know. I'm a little scared now that you want to take a trip with me and the boy. Something's wrong with you right
you,
now.
You, me, and the kid? Have a great time. I'll take him to different spots. Take him to the Hall of Fame. I'll explain to him who all the players are Warren Steelers.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. You'll have to go, hey, I watch this guy play. I'll be like, okay, cool.
I mean, I'll explain to him all the non-Steelers, who they are. You know, it's that way he has a greater appreciation for the game.
Well,
what do you think?
I think this is a great idea. The NFL has to help us out by putting Bettis in the Hall. Why is he not there right now? What's the missing link for him?
The missing link?
Yeah,
is the numbers game.
Well, and
the
I understand
game
that.
Is what's hurt him.
I understand. Okay, I know how baseball NFL, does it. How does the NFL do it?
They limit it. I think it's. Is it five players plus two? I think it's seven total or something like that. They limit who gets in. There's a limit. You can only have a max of five per. Well, I think Bettis' problem is that in terms of getting through, is that there have been other candidates that have been up the first time and so forth that have been, you know, it was just their time. I think numbers have kept him out.
Now, is that just...
I think if they had it where you could, like, vote 10 people in, I think he'd already been by now.
So you're saying you have to have... You're only allowed five people, period. Not five players and two coaches. Just five people, period?
Well, I think there's a veterans component, too. I think the total is seven. I'm trying to...
Okay.
Because Peter King is one of the... Uh, voters. And so it's tough for them because each room with a writer, okay? And then there are people that really present the credentials.
Trying to find the list, and, the final list here for you, too.
Of who's on it? Okay.
Yeah.
I know Dave Robinson, I know, is one of the, you know, the former Penn Stater.
I know Parcells and Strahan are on the list, and I think Art Modell's on the list, too.
Strahan, maybe someday, but you know what?
I think it's too early.
As a guy who was a Giants fan or whatever, I think he was good. Best I ever saw there. Now, you have a lot of linemen involved here. You have Larry Allen, Jonathan Ogden, Warren Sapp, Michael Strahan to go with Jerome Bettis, Tim Brown, Chris Carter, Andre Reed, Will Shields, Charles Haley, Kevin Green, Aeneas Williams, Bill Parcells, Eddie DeBartolo, and Art Moe. Okay? Now, I think you can only choose five.
Well, that's okay. Some of the receivers are Tim Brown, Chris Carter, Andre Reed.
Right. I just went through all that.
Yeah. Well,
there
none
are two
of those...
senior nominees. There are two senior nominees that separately, Curly Culp and Dave Robinson. They both should be in. So again, you have to limit it to five. Okay.
You know who I'm surprised didn't make the list is Roger Craig.
You know, Roger Craig should be in the Hall of Fame.
I was surprised.
Great player.
Yeah, I mean, look at how many. Right. Was he a 1,000-yard rusher and receiver?
Yes,
a few times. I mean, that's not bad.
Yes, he was. No, he's been great. Now, he was great. Now, again, you're only allowed five, and then there are two senior finalists, and they're Curly Culp and Dave Robinson. They both should make it. Curly Culp was great at defensive tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. That was a great Kansas City Chiefs defense. Buck Buchanan, Curly Culp, Jerry, Aaron Brown, that was the front four. The linebackers were Jim Lynch out of Notre Dame, Willie Lanier, awesome in the middle, Bobby Bell, one of the great players ever. And you know what? Bobby Bell was also a great long snapper. He was a long snapper as well as being the great linebacker. They had Johnny Robinson at safety. Let's see. And Emmett Thomas at corner. And I can't remember. I got 9 out of the 11 guys on the Kansas City defense back then. I can't remember the other two. But that's how good they were. They were great. Curly Culp. And then Dave Robinson. Dave Robinson played with the Green Bay Packers, for goodness sakes. Dave Robinson was on a defense that had on it. Nitschke in the middle. He was a one outside linebacker. Great. Leroy Caffey was the other outside linebacker. You had Willie Davis, Ron Kostelnik. The secondary had Willie Wood, Tom Brown, Herb Adderley. You know, not bad, huh?
Well, here's one guy on the list that I'm fine with not going, and I know this is going to amaze you, so make sure you're sitting down. Kevin Green.
No, he shouldn't go.
Not quite sure he's quite Hall of Fame material. Loved him as a player, loved him when he was a Steeler linebacker, think he made a lot of great plays, but don't know if he's Hall of Fame material. And I don't know. What's your feeling on Jonathan? Go ahead.
And Jonathan.
I was going to say, what's your feeling on Jonathan Ogden?
He should be him.
Yeah.
He should be him. Larry Allen, I thought was great. Sapp, I thought was overrated.
Yeah, I don't see.
Strahan was okay.
First time, Bettis, yeah, he's a first timer.
Mm-hmm. Bettis, I like a lot. Tim Brown, no. Chris Carter, yes. Andre Reed, you get a long look. Will Shields was tremendous. Charles Haley is absolute. To me, he's a winner. between the Cowboys and the 49ers, he played on 6 Super Bowl champions.
I don't know about you, but you may want to sit down because I think we're in agreement. That hasn't happened much lately.
Kevin Green, no. Aeneas Williams, not yet, no.
Nope.
Parcells, yes. DeBartolo, no. Art Modell, yes, because Art Modell's helped craft the TV deal.
No question.
Not because of the Cleveland thing, because he crafted the television deal.
And it's too early for Strahan.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Kelly Ripa can present.
Oh, brother. I watched that.
That's the part you love.
I watched that the one day. I said, he's much, much better on Fox NFL Sunday. On that note.
I've never seen him. We need a break.
Yipper.
The fact that you watched it. The fact that you watched that.
Wasn't feeling well. There's not much on at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Look, I'll be honest with you. I didn't know until this week that Dr. Phil was still on TV. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. Kevin would like me to make a pick on the game.
Well, I'm sure many listeners would think the same thing. They're like, your thoughts on the game, your final pick of the game. We've gotten your thoughts, now your pick. It's time to go out on a limb.
Well, let's go pick number one.
Okay.
I go to Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, and I stock up on beverages for the weekend.
Good pick.
I stock up on snacks. I stock up on everything that they have there. It's a big weekend. You should go tonight or tomorrow. Make sure that you have everything that you're ready for your own party.
Good
okay?
Pick. Good pick.
Well, you do that. All right. Then you go over to Sunbury Motors, buy yourself a car.
It's another good pick.
All win right. A lot of money when it comes to this Super Bowl bets.
Yeah.
You can go over to Sunbury Motors Key of Routes 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf, or you can go to 4th Street in Sunbury. Then I would move my way down to Sealands Grove, and then you'd go about 7 more miles down the Susquehanna Trail, and I'd stop at Hilscher's General Store and check out the bakery, the deli. Would you help me stock up as well for the big weekend, big game?
I recommend the Tandy Cake thing
clothing
that they have there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. I would do that. As for the game itself, 60% of the money on this game has come in on the Ravens. The heavy talk has been on the Ravens this week. The heavy talk has been on Joe Flacco this week. Well, Flacco has had a great postseason with 8 touchdowns, no picks, 893 yards. The offensive line has brilliantly protected him. There's been a lot of talk about Colin Kaepernick changing the game. Once again, that kind of talk has been, to me, it's been overboard and over the top. Kaepernick's Kaepernick, as is RG3. You need a special individual to do that. I'll give you a historical example right now. Bobby Orr changed the game. Well, I can tell you right now, 40 years later, there's only one Bobby Orr. Who in the NHL today plays like Bobby Orr? Who? Paul Coffey kind of did, but he's not a great defenseman. Brad Park was okay. Poor man's Bobby Orr. Dennis Potvin. It's only one Bobby Orr. So the pick is San Francisco to win the game for me. The reason, okay, outside of David Akers, which is a big minus, I think the Niners have the better all-around and better athletic football team than the Ravens do.